Good morning or good afternoon, depending on where you are on the globe. You are listening to the Fielder's Choice Podcast. I'm your host, Cameron Slate. Thanks again for joining me on another episode of the Fielder's Choice Podcast. I want to slide right into things today and reflect on the 2018 Major League Baseball season, but more specifically, the Brewers and Cubs. The start of the season looked promising for both teams, with the addition of pitcher Yu Darvish for the Cubs and not one but two all-star outfielders for Milwaukee in Christian Yelich and Lorenzo Cain. Just like 2017, the Chicago Cubs started the season with everyone healthy and eager to win another championship. With a record of 3-2 in the first five games, Chicago was comfortable but needed to get things going. The Brewers, on the other hand, started a little bit better than most anticipated, considering they started with a very new team, winning four of their last five games. But if we know one thing for sure, it's that the Major League Baseball season is very long. Anything can happen from Game 1 to Game 162, or Game 163 if we're lucky. For much of the season, the two powerhouses of the NL Central traded first place, it seemed like, week after week. Chicago would be up one game, then Milwaukee would be up two. Then Chicago players started dropping like flies, while Milwaukee began finding a rhythm, and by that I mean they found ways to win games when they clearly shouldn't have, and they just purely outclassed some of the big market teams. Their starting pitching didn't seem to miss their injured player Jimmy Nelson one bit, and I think we can all agree Josh Hader, well, he had one of the best seasons a relief pitcher could ever have. All in all, the 2018 season was a historical one. The NL Central went to an exciting Game 163, and the Brewers proved big market teams don't always win championships. Stay tuned for next week's podcast on a recap of the World Series. Thanks for listening to the Fielder's Choice Podcast. See you next time.